You're listening to SBS News.
At a rally in Lautoka, just outside of Nandi in Fiji, the Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama rallies the party faithful. Wednesday's election is only the second to be held in the country since the 2006 coup that saw the former military commander take power. His party has been accused of vote-buying ahead of the polls, but Fiji First is expected to win against the main opposition parties, SEDELPA and the NFP. The minimum wage and employment among the issues on this voter's mind.
I need them to get a job, because that's the most important thing, for them to get a job and to look after themselves and help the families. You know, in Fiji we have a lot of poverty here. Under wages of 30,000, we're still striving to get through that.
Some, like the president of Fiji's Trade Union Congress, Daniel Urai, have warned the prime minister might not be as popular as he thinks he is.
We can feel the vibes that people want to change. So to be fair, I'll predict it'll be a very close election.
Almost no criticism of the government is published or broadcast in Fiji. With journalists restricted by a draconian decree Mr. Bainimarama authorised in 2010. SBS had the following exchange with the Prime Minister about the laws.
Prime Minister, are these elections really free and fair if the media isn't free to criticise the government?
Why? Who's not? What are you talking about?
Media freedom laws here in Fiji.
Media freedom is here in Fiji. Anybody wants to criticise the government, they can criticise the government. Have you been reading the papers lately?
I have.
Okay. So the media has been criticising the government. So what the hell are you talking about?
So you're encouraging criticism here in this election?
I don't know. I think you go back to Australia.
Go back to Australia
and then come back to Fiji and see what life is all about in Fiji.
How important is Fiji's relationship with Australia?
Good, very good. Okay, it's very good.
The man behind two coups in 1987, Sitiveni Rambuka, is heading up the SEDELPA party, but has been embroiled in a corruption case throughout the campaign. He's courted the indigenous vote amid claims the current government favours Indian Fijians and Muslims. But Mr. Rambuka has also been accused by Prime Minister Bainimarama of stoking fears over land ownership, warning against China asserting its influence in the Pacific.
We continue to encourage investors to come in. It is the loan from the loan monopolized by one loan source, which is unhealthy in the sense that we may become too reliant on the source of our funding for development and end up like some development countries are finding now. They've had to give up some of their assets to be managed and controlled and for income generation by those that lent them money.
It's an issue Australian analysts like the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Malcolm Davis are watching closely.
Really, there's a game being played here by the Chinese that is ultimately leading down the path of a Chinese hegemonic sphere of influence into the South Pacific that would then disadvantage not only Australia but also the United States.
The vote will be held on Wednesday. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.